Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Comic Movie Universe, aka the CMU. I'm your host, Terry, and today's episode is a Luke Cage review, episode 10, titled Take It Personal. So, this episode pretty much picks. This episode picks up with Luke Cage back with the doc that created him and trying to figure out a way to get this Judas bullet out, in which they decide the way to do it is to kind of redo the process where I guess his skin will become vulnerable and it can go in, I don't know, whatever. So at this point, the doc is living in some old, not an old house, but he's living in a little regular house with some old barnyard with equipment. So it's not like a real laboratory, it's just kind of on the side. And, you know, he kind of talks about how he's been trying to recreate everything ever since that day, but without the files and everything, it's been impossible. So once he sees the flash drive that was given to Rosario, which belonged to Reva, he's so excited because he's like, crap, these are all the files. Everything's here. I can do my work again. But he knows he's got to help Luke Cage. So anyway, they go through all this stuff, and Luke Cage has finally got the Judas bullet out, heals back up. He's good to go. He's refreshed and ready to think of a plan. Excuse me, had to yawn there. Meanwhile, back in Gotham, I'm sure, but back in Harlem, we have Diamondback, who's been pushing Mariah to basically change the narrative back in Harlem and get the cops to get to a point where they have to buy the Judas bullet from him, and so turning the weapon he has into a profit. Even though we know Diamondback wants to kill Luke Cage himself, he sees this as a good opportunity. It's really weird. Again, I talk about him being a black Joker where he just likes chaos. He likes killing. But at the same time, for some reason, they make his character very fond of money. And so, unlike the Joker in that sense, he is like, yes, money talks to me. And so, he only keeps Mariah alive, so she can use her power, spin the narrative that the cops don't know what they're doing, they're out of control, they don't know how to handle Luke Cage, and forcing them to buy Judas bullets that actually can stop Luke Cage. All a dumb plot to me, but anyway. I guess Diamondback kind of pushed this off by dressing up like Luke Cage, air quotes, and killing the cop in broad daylight. He's got some type of machinery that allows him to, you know, have super strength. Not him physically, but when he punches with the machine or whatever, it has super strength. And so he wants it to look like it was Luke Cage caved this guy's chest in for no reason. Problem is in the middle of broad daylight, bunch of witnesses around and cameras. I understand they kind of want it to be public, so people are like, oh, God, Luke Cage killed that dude. But, you know, eventually the cameras and whatnot, they're going to either see that, A, there's no clear shot of Luke Cage, or B, that we can see a clear shot and that's not Luke Cage. So all these plans are stupid as crap. But anyway, that's kind of what they do. Now, this is the episode where we actually get the hint of what this show could have been with the concept of police brutality, with cops being discriminatory, with cops on a witch hunt, you know, the disparity between a cop getting killed and a young black man getting killed, excuse me, in which after Diamondback kills this cop, you know, pretending to be Luke Cage and kills this cop, the cops at the precinct go crazy and they're beating down and harassing everybody, you know, on the streets to get information about Luke Cage. And so we see, you know, scenes that really should have been prominent throughout
the season and themes that really should have been prominent throughout the season, and they waited to darn near the end of the season to do it. So that was not the best. It was kind of poorly executed. It was random out of left field, and so overall it didn't feel that good to me like it should have. I didn't really like the way they did it, although it was, you know, kind of natural, but it was weird. And then, so from this, there's a kid that claims he knows Luke Cage. Now, I might be mistaken, but I've been rewatching these episodes. I don't remember this kid knowing Luke Cage at all. I guess he might have been the guy, the one lady's son that got his haircut at the barbershop. But again, nobody knows Luke Cage enough to know where he's at or to have his number besides, you know, like Rosario Dawson or whatever. So it was stupid that they thought this kid really could connect to him. Didn't matter. They picked this kid up. He said, she said. And they heard, okay, this kid knows Luke Cage. They pick him up. And apparently the guy that got killed, his partner was the one that did the interrogation. And he beats this kid up, like beats him down. And so they get pictures and the whole city is upset and they want answers. And Mariah's job is to spin this all back to Luke Cage, which I'll admit, after rewatching this time, she did a great job of it, not more so than I thought at first. I was just like, it's all kind of clutter. You know, it's kind of too late at this point. I'm like, I don't care about all this. But what rewatching it, she does do a good job of spinning this all back to Luke Cage. But anyway, so as we know in real life, with all the police drama, if we got, like, proof, evidence, picture that a cop beat down a kid for no reason that wasn't under arrest, oh, it'd be hell to pay. I know they said, okay, he's on leave without pay, which is what they've been doing lately, but it would just be an uproar. There'd be no defending this dude. People would go absolutely nuts. So, like I said, good themes and ideas they could have hit on earlier throughout the season, but chose not to. So right now it's just a little too late. So, yeah, we got all this going on. Then somehow Luke Cage finds the time to go back to Georgia. Now, I don't know what Seagate is. I'm still confused on what his jail actually is because we know that Shays is from Harlem, so it's not like the nearby jail. We know Luke Cage is from Georgia. We don't know where he was a cop at or a trooper or whatever he was. But Seagate kind of remains a mystery. I have no idea where it's at. But apparently they can get to Georgia from there, and that's where Luke was born and raised. He goes back to his parents or to his dad's church and all this other good stuff, and we kind of get a flashback to what made Diamondback upset. And it's basically Luke Cage, mom and dad was together, and then his dad was having a side affair with Diamondback's mom, and he had an illegitimate kid in Diamondback and a legitimate kid in Luke. And Diamondback felt that he was never loved and never recognized and was pushed to the dark because his dad didn't want people to know about him. But at the same time, he loved Luke Cage or Carl Lucas, whatever his name was. He loved him, and he showed him off to everybody. He was the pride and joy. So it was just a bitter jealousy, which I think was just a super stupid background. Like, I thought there could have been something so much better and stronger, you know, to feel the hate, and to come to find out it's really nothing, like, at all. It's really, you know, a sibling rivalry, which I think is just lame and you know, kind of lazy. So the whole Turk thing, not to mention Michael Coulter is so trash. He's trash in this episode. Like, when he found out that Reva knew about his experiment and then he destroys the barn and all the machines, he is so terrible. Reva, I'm never going to let this happen to anybody else. I'm like, oh, my God. Then he goes to the church and is like, I didn't want to see it before. His mom, she was always there. And, oh, my God, my dad had an affair with her. Like, the flashbacks they had, you walked in on them having, you know, relations. And so the fact that you try to sit there and act like, oh, I don't remember, or I repressed it, shut up. you was old enough. You knew good and well. Like, it ain't hard. Not even if it wasn't that one time, you would have known over the years, like, something was going on. Like, it was so dumb. It was so dumb. So anyway, while he's in Georgia, there's a rally and everything going on in Harlem. And they're meeting about the boy that got beat up, but they're also talking about Luke Cage and all that. And Diamondback is kind of sitting back watching it all happen, like, yes. Now, here's the weird part. They are in Georgia at this church and whatever. And they kind of start at, what is it called, Harlem's Paradise, where the meeting is happening, and it's going on and on. Now, towards the end, Luke Cage and Claire show up as they're back in town, and they go to the meeting. How? Now, I don't know geography the best, but getting from Georgia to Harlem, I think, would be a lot longer trip than the, you know, hours or two that seem to have passed between Mariah going from the jail to Harlem's Paradise that night. That's just me. I don't know. I didn't know Luke Cage had super speed, but it's just weird that how they got there before the meeting was even over. And they were clearly in Georgia when the meeting started. But whatever. I'm not going to nitpick. So Luke Cage gets there, shooting starts, and they take hostages, and yeah. So it's all a big cluster, you know what? Like, everything. Everything. Cops are going crazy. Cops are getting in trouble. People still want Luke Cage. We got Domingo, the cops talking to him. We got everything. Now Diamondback is kind of going crazy and taking hostages and shooting at people while the rally was meant to push his agenda to get his guns to the cops. They shoot at the very people that's helping get that done and start taking hostages and now bringing attention to himself, which he was trying to lay low the whole time. So it was all stupid to me. there's not much power to this episode at all. All of it kind of negatives for me. I've already said this, like, last episode was the point where the season went downhill for me. And this is just more evidence of that. As much as I like Mariah watching it again, just everything around it is just kind of dumb to me. It's not logical at all. Like, it's all kind of straight off the hip or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't have much more to add. This was just not a good episode for me. So, yeah, I'm going to end it there. I don't have much else to say. I mean, looking down the tunnel, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's much to salvage at this point. It was just kind of finishing out the season and seeing what happens to everybody. So, as far as the grade, I'm going to give it a 1 power fist out of 5. Just really didn't enjoy it. I thought they put Michael Coulter on the front page, which, of course, with what was going on, he had to be. But I think, as I said all season, that's what he's exposed. He's not good at that stuff. I don't think his acting chops, as far as this character, it don't fit. It does not fit at all. It doesn't even fit as a Southern Georgia boy. And so, yeah, that was just really a weak part to me. But anyway, if you listen to this, I'm assuming you're watching the series or watched it, go ahead, let me know what you thought. Hit the follow button, log on Facebook and Twitter. Leave questions, comments, or feedback. Remember, check me out on YouTube or on the Cannon Vlog. And if you like this, look out for the last two as I wrap up the season. All right, so this is Comedy Movie Universe, aka CMU. Thanks for listening.